Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, hello, and welcome to our Blog Talk Radio. Oh my goodness, I am so happy to have a longtime friend, my longtime friend, Olivia Laye, on to talk about her unique, authentic, and delicious Ghanaian African food. But before we get into the food, welcome, Miss Olivia.
Thank you, Miss Ray, for having me today.
Yes, I just want to know, can you just tell our listening audience just a little bit about you?
Okay. So my name is Olivia Laye. I'm from Ghana, West Africa. I've been in the States for the past 30 years. And my favorite thing to do mostly is cooking. I'm so passionate about my cooking. So, Miss Ray, go ahead and ask me anything.
You want. She said, I'm only going to tell y'all a snippet about me, and that's it. So how did you get started in this business? I know you said you're passionate about your food, but how did you decide to get started here in America?
Oh, well, you know, back home, I was doing the same thing I was doing here. I bake pies. You know, I make this delicious meat pies or fish pie and all that. And early in the morning, I'll take it to the marketplace from shop to shop, and then I'll sell it and then come home. So when I got here, you know, I started working. You know, I worked at Kmart, you know, you name it. I worked all these jobs. But then it got to a point that I was tired of working for people, you know, do this, do that. I'm like, I'm just going to my first love. I love to cook.
Right. And
that's how it started.
Right.
So I started the farmer's market in North Park, 32nd Street. You know, there was a night market there. So that's where I started from. And then, you know, I went to Oceanside. I did the Oceanside market for 7 years. On and off for 7 years, and then it was too stressful because the time the market is over, I get home like 1 o'clock in the morning, and that was too much. So I quit that market. So right now, I'm doing the Vista Farmers Market, which is from 8 in the morning to 12 noon, and I'm loving it.
What day is that?
It's every Saturday. Every Saturday from 8 in the morning till 12 noon.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So
it's a beautiful visit.
Yeah, I've visited up there. It's really a nice and spacious, especially with social distancing. It's really a nice area. So as a businesswoman, what are some challenges you feel that you face that are different from that of a businessman?
I would say, you know, sometimes they look at you as a woman and they feel, oh, she can do this. But I think anything that a guy can do, a woman can do too. So far as, you know,
absolutely.
You put your mind into it. Yeah, you put your mind into it and you say, hey, he's a man, he's doing it. I can do it too. You can do it, you know.
Right.
You can.
So you definitely don't limit yourself. Absolutely don't limit yourself.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Right.
Not at all.
So I had the opportunity, and, you know, every time I have functions, I always invite you because I know you're going to bring the best food. What are some of the items on your menu? What's the most popular?
Well, my goat stew is to die for. My goat stew, and then the black eyed peas, the greens, mixed greens. You know, I don't cook just collard greens. I mix my greens. You know, together. I have different maybe 4 different types of greens. I'll cook it, and I cook it like how we cook it back home with the tomatoes, onion, cayenne pepper, you know, with the nice spices, you know, to hook it up.
That sounds
and then
delicious.
The black-eyed peas, Yeah, and then the curry rice, you know, that's the combo for the goat meat. And same like with the chicken stew, it comes with the black-eyed peas, greens, and the rice. And then the and then I have the veggie combo too. The veggie combo is rice, beans, rice, beans, and the greens, and then the fried plantains. That's
I was going to ask about the vegetarian menu. Because a lot of people are, you know, off, they don't eat the meats, but you do have the vegetable plate, the veggie plate. That's wonderful.
Or you can do the red, like how we do it back home. You can do the fried plantain with the beans and then some shito, you know, my chili sauce. You know, I have the vegetarian kind too. You can do those vegetarian dish, that one too. Yeah.
So I had a chance to sample. It's called a sambusa. Tell us about the sambusa because, oh my goodness, that is so delicious. Forget about Hot Pockets, okay?
No,
so with the sambusa.
You cannot compare Hot Pockets to sambusa. No, it's not even near it at all.
It is so absolutely delicious. So tell me, what do you do? Tell me about it. Tell the listening audience about it because I know about it. I enjoy it.
Okay. So the sambusas, I have 7 flavors of the sambusas. I have chicken, I have beef, I have potato, I have spinach, I have lentils, I have coconut cream cheese and pineapple and jalapeno and cheese. I mean, the spinach and the lentils are for vegan, you know, the vegan and vegetarian people because there's no animal product in those ones. And then the meat eaters, I have the chicken and beef. And then, you know, people that eat cheese, I have the coconut cream cheese and pineapple and then the jalapeno and cheese.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm telling you, I'm ready to place my order. So are you able to prepare orders? Like, for example, I know you're going to be at the market at Vista. Can I like place an order and pick it up from there? How does that work?
Oh, sure. People do place orders. You know, they'll call me, they'll place the order. So when I go to the kitchen, I'll fix it and everything, and then they come and pick it up at the market. Like this past Saturday, some people ordered wache and goat and fish stew. Wache is rice and beans cooked together, and I made that for them. Gari is like yuca, but fried yuca. It's a powdered yuca, and we call it gari. And then you put it on top of that, and then you add some shito, which I have at the market. The shito is kind of like the pepper sauce. You know, you put it over it and eat it. And I made that, and then they came and picked it up at the market. So anything you want to order, you can order it, and then you can pick it up at the market.
Wow. You sound like you need a restaurant, lady. You need a restaurant. Definitely need Olivia's restaurant, Olivia's Kitchen. So tell me, what would be your next step in reaching that goal? Because I know you said, I'd love to have my restaurant one day. So what's your next step?
Well, right now I'm working on it. I mean, I live in Riverside. So Riverside County right now, they do allow people to do the home restaurant. You know, so I'm in the process of doing that right now. Yeah, I have my paperwork and everything. I have to take a test and everything, put everything together. Mm-hmm. And then what they do, they will come and inspect the house. And then you have your home restaurant going on, you know, with delivery service.
That is such a wonderful idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a wonderful idea. Someone can come to your home on the patio and eat rather than going out to, you're spending so much money for overhead, you know?
Yeah. Right now, they're not allowing, you know, people to sit at your home and eat because of COVID. So you could just call and place the order, and then you can pick it up or it will be delivered to you for a small fee or something like that.
Oh, I got it. So you'll be able to just have food to go.
So you just go take it home and relax and enjoy it.
So do you see yourself, I guess you do cater, right? Do you cater right now?
Yes.
If someone wants to
I do cater.
To hire you?
Yes. Yeah, I've catered for 100 people by myself before. I mean, I cater.
Mm-hmm.
I do street fairs. You know, I've traveled all the way to Arizona to go do a street fair.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, I cater. Yep.
And what's the minimum? Because a lot of times people just want meals, you know, for the family. So what's your minimum requirement for our catering?
Oh, I'll take order for two people. So far as they'll come and pick it up, that's fine with
mm-hmm.
me. Any order, it doesn't matter. Any amount of order, you know, you can order and then, you know, come pick it up or it will be delivered, like I said, for a small fee. You know.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, you know, we all have our different ways of cooking, and, you know, me coming from the Caribbean heritage, close to African heritage, absolutely, you know, because we all came from motherland. Do you offer classes to teach people how to cook Ghanaian food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that in the past. I've done that a lot. When I used to live
mm-hmm.
in San Diego, there was a this organization that they'll call me and then I will teach maybe about, they'll have about 20 or 30 people in the classroom
mm-hmm.
and then they'll pick a dish and then I'll teach them how to do that dish and then, you know, they get the recipe to go with it. So I do cooking classes. Yeah,
wonderful. Well, you know what class I would like to attend?
Sambusa.
You know what? The sambusa class, yes, I would love
yes.
to learn how to cook this, how to fix it. I think it would be a great, you know, activity to have with my daughter. You know,
making the
ingredients and stuffing it in there, and now we have an air fryer. So are we able to use instead of frying with oil? Are we able to use an air fryer for the sambusa?
Oh,
what do you think?
You can use the air fryer, but one of my customers bought it and he said he didn't like the way it came out of the air fryer because it wasn't like crunchy. When you fry it, like it comes out crunchy and, you know, crunchy outside and then soft inside. But he didn't get that. So he preferred to fry it. But you can bake it, you know, instead of frying. Yeah,
right.
And put it in the oven. Just brush a little bit of olive oil on both sides and then just put it in the oven and bake it. And it comes out perfect, like it's deep fried too.
Wow, that's a great idea because I'm trying to lay off the oils, you know. And
I have a lady who comes to the market and instead of frying it, she takes it home, buy it raw, take it home, and then bake it, and she loves it.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna place my order right after this show. I'm definitely gonna place my order.
No problem.
So how do people get in contact with you? What's your contact information? Are you on social media, Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, but I don't like people placing order on Facebook. I'd rather you call me, you know, because sometimes I might miss the order on Facebook. So it's
mm-hmm.
better to give me a call and then we talk. You tell me exactly how you want it because I like to ask questions. How do you like this?
Right.
How do you like that? How do you want it done? Yeah. I like that,
right.
So I can get perfect to you. So, you know, if they want to place an order, they can call 619-261-7699. That's my contact number. And then you can call and place the order. And then, you know, you can just come pick it up at the market. Just take a ride. It's a beautiful market to visit every Saturday from 8 to 12. Beautiful market.
Do you have your menu? Do you have your menu online so someone can look and see all the different things that you have?
If they go to Facebook, Olivia's Kitchen, you know, I have my menu there. Those are some old menus, but I still got some, you know, most of it, I still have them. Yeah. But anything anybody orders, you know, even if I don't have it on my menu and they have idea what they want, I'll make it for them. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
Awesome. So what we'll do with this recording is I'll forward it to you, and then you
uh-huh.
can forward it to your future customers, and they can hear this interview and be able to support you. And so
awesome.
I thank you so much, Ms. Olivia. It's been wonderful to interview you. I can't wait to have my sambusas over the weekend. Are there any final closing comments you want to share?
I mean, I'm open to anything, you know, any African food, I'm open to it. So, you know, I mean, so far as this Ghanaian West African food, anything, I'm open to it. Fufu, you know, I just talked to somebody, the girlfriend, their anniversary is coming on, so he just placed an order for two people, fufu and goat soup, that he will come and pick it up. And then, you know, surprise the girlfriend, because the girlfriend always want to try the fufu. So now, you know,
gotcha.
He has the chance to get it, and then the girlfriend will try it. Yeah, so I'm open to anything. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, it's been fun. Now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry, Olivia. I need some fufu. I need some sambusa. I need some goat meat. Oh my goodness. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me this morning and the listening audience. And you have a blessed day and make it a great one. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. And anytime, call me. I'll jump right on it.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.